time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantov with your community comment. It's hard not to be concerned about voter fraud as we approach Election Day in a few months. If most of the 50 states are going to stick to voting by mail, it's very likely that we will see some serious delays in vote totals across the country. The opportunity for fraud is high if ballots go to the mailboxes of people that have not requested them. The idea of a working, healthy election is when the voters take an active interest in applying for an absentee ballot or take the time out of their schedule to head to the voting place. This participation from energetic, caring voters is part of what gives our election its legitimacy. Simply leaving a ballot for every registered voter opens the door for ballot harvesting. As partisans talk to their disinterested neighbors, fill out the ballot on behalf of that person. And that's the polite definition. It doesn't take much imagination to figure out what else could happen. Looking at the national election, the likelihood that our postal system is going to fall behind could trigger a constitutional crisis. As the deadline for deciding the presidency waits for the late arriving ballots to be counted, I read the U.S. Constitution looking for answers, and it is vague on what happens in a situation where the counting takes a long time. If the voting tallies show Trump and Biden in a close race, expect shenanigans on Capitol Hill as people like Nancy Pelosi wrestle for control of the government. The mass media has done a poor job, as usual, citing Trump as the cause of the post office problem. The real reason our postal system is in trouble is because Amazon gets a special deal on their packages. While you and I and businesses all have to pay a higher rate to ship packages, Amazon gets a sweet deal. According to the Wall Street Journal, as well as a piece I just read in the Washington Examiner, Amazon pays nearly $1.50 less on packages than, well, everyone else. So stay with me here. If the U.S. postal system is partially subsidized by the taxpayers because it cannot make a profit, and Amazon gets a sweet deal paying a rate that reportedly nobody else of consequence can get, and we add the fact that the majority of USPS packages are Amazon-related, that means you and I, taxpayers, are paying the difference. The U.S. postal system deteriorates, and the only winner left standing is Amazon. I love business and free markets and freedom. What Amazon is getting away with here is none of those things. It's crony capitalism at its worst, and I hate to see our postal system fall apart as a result. I think the answer for how we can save the postal system is pretty easy. Simply tell Amazon to pay fair market on shipping.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.